Hello everybody, my name is Ken Fallon. I'm down here in the basement at Odd Camp 11, and I've just snagged Anna Nielsen for an interview on...
And Dexy.
And can you tell the listeners at home what Dexy is?
Dexy is an open source package to make software documentation easy, fun, and maintainable.
Documentation fun and maintainable, that seems like a worthy goal.
Absolutely. I suppose I came from sort of an academic coding background, and I was trying to solve some issues around reproducible research and making academic documents maintainable, and in sort of addressing that problem, it also addresses the general problem of software documentation and making it easier to write and easier to keep up to date, because of course as soon as you start writing about code, your code is going to change and then it's going to be very difficult to keep up to date. So hopefully Dexy solves those problems.
And how does Dexy go about solving those problems?
Dexy is actually almost like a make tool, so it's very it's more like a tool to help you construct your documentation, but then it gives you a lot of standard patterns to follow to do that. So what you can do is you can bring source code into, say, a LaTeX document or an HTML document, and then you can also show the output of running that source code, or even get graphs or other artifacts generated by the source code and pull those into your document. And then at any point in time, if your source code changes, you can simply update the document and those changes are reflected straight away.
Do you need to manually update the document, or is that an automated process?
You need to manually update it, but it would be very straightforward. There is a server version where you can refresh the page, it'll check for updates and update it for you. Saying that it's manually updated, it's actually a very straightforward process. You literally type the command, it figures out what files have changed, and based on that it'll update whatever has to be updated.
Okay, yeah, so it's not like you're going in and editing.
Not at all. No, it's you simply type the command when you're ready to reflect the changes that have been made, and it'll very cleverly pick out what has been changed, and then anything that depends on that will be rerun, and anything that doesn't depend on that won't be. So if you have a huge project and you've just changed one little thing that nothing else depends on, that's all that gets updated. You don't have to rerun everything. But if you've changed something that feeds through to everything else, it'll make sure to update everything.
Okay, does it prompt you then for more information on that particular section?
No, it wouldn't, but it would just recognize that section is what it relates to. So the way you use it is you're going to actually start constructing a document, and then at any point that you need to reference an element of code, you'll put in a reference to that. So you actually write your final document. It's completely free form. It doesn't impose any structure on you like maybe Sphinx or some other tools would sort of impose a structure. This doesn't do that. It really gives you the freedom to author whatever types of documents you want. And then because of the way it's constructed, you can work this with any programming language at all. You can even use multiple languages in a single document. So if you have some bash scripts along with a web application, you can document the bash, you can document your JavaScript, and then you can document your PHP or your Ruby or your Python or whatever your web app is written in as well, all in the same system.
And is it released on an open source license?
It is. It's MIT licensed, yeah.
Okay, and where can I get that?
You can get it at dexy.it, or you can follow us, DEXYIT, on Twitter, dexyit on Twitter.
Okay, so I do some Perl code and some bash scripting in work. How would I go about starting to document that?
The easiest thing you can do is you can start pulling out little extracts of your code that you'd like to explain what they do to somebody. You don't have to actually execute the code. You can just pull out extracts. So that part of it will work with absolutely any system. And then if you also wanted to do some demonstrations of some code in practice, you could write some standalone scripts that actually demonstrated features of your system. And you could write a document where those sections were actually executed by the Perl interpreter, and then you could show the output. You could show how that was going to look in practice.
Okay, fantastic. So many people are involved in the project?
At the moment, it's just me. I'm going to start expanding that out to look for new contributors very soon. At the moment, it's a small project, but it is my full-time job to work on it, so it does get a lot of love and attention.
So who pays you to work on that?
I'm working with a wonderful company called Open Gamma, who are based in London, and I do their documentation for them, and they're an open source company. They understand how open source works, and they're very, very supportive of Dexy because they recognize that it's valuable to them, and it's also valuable to the community in general.
So how can people contribute or help?
One thing people could do, certainly even just using Dexy and giving me feedback and making feature requests is probably the best way to help at this point, because I use Dexy in the way that I work, but obviously I'm not going to come up with every example. So there are a lot of people now using it, which is great, and they're giving me wonderful feedback and feature requests and bug reports, and that's the most useful. Another thing is to start developing custom filters with Dexy, so to start building up that ecosystem, and I probably won't get around to supporting every single language myself, but it's very, very easy to write new filters for Dexy, so if you're using an obscure programming language that I haven't implemented support for yet, you might want to create a filter for that, or if you just would like to maybe use Dexy in a slightly different way than I may have anticipated, you could take one of the existing filters and modify that. That's a really easy way to get involved right now, and that's a great way of giving me feedback on how you want to use it and how you do your documentation.
Do you have a package for any of the distros? What operating system does it run under?
It's pure Python. It runs on pretty much anything. I've done my best to have support for Windows as well. That's not always the most up-to-date, but going forward, there certainly should be support for every operating system, and right now it works straight away on Linux and Mac OS, and hopefully Windows, usually.
Okay, you heard it here, folks. Documentation doesn't need to be painful, nor does recording a podcast, as can be seen from this. So thank you very much for coming on Hacker Public Radio, and we look forward to more contributions coming from our community, hopefully. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.